Bible and Mistake Show. This is Bob.
Wow. Hey, this is my...
You didn't like that?
I won't be outdone. I won't be.
I was like my... what was it? Oh, Inside Edition? Didn't they used to do the wow?
More of a
wing. Wrong. Yeah, exactly. That's what it was. That was my Inside Edition.
Hey.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, I enjoyed your spider on the window video.
Good day. Yeah, about wrecked my car doing that. Yeah, that was great.
Yeah, I was thinking. I'm waiting for the rear end collision anytime. Like, oh god, this idiot's gonna kill somebody. I know it.
No, well, I was driving and I had I got this little flash based video recorder thing that I got a while back, and I recorded like your high miles at the Consumer Electronics Show and stuff like that.
Right.
And so I had it in the car with me, and so I'm driving along. I'm, like, leaning way over, like, where my eyes are barely above the dash trying to reach it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so anyway, I got it out of there, and I thought it would be funny to tape this spider on my window and see what happens to him, you know? So
that might be your best video ever.
You think so? Oh, well, thank you. Appreciate that.
Yeah, I mean that.
I know you do. That's what's so sad.
I know.
But I've just been doing a little few short form kind of things, you know, like the poop and penguin and so forth.
If you're looking for some funny stuff, go to the website, people, and funny stuff on there.
Looking for the funny stuff, you can go to the website there. That's right.
And the cartoon about me, I enjoyed that. Thank you.
Well, it's like you woke up. I don't know what's going on there, yeah.
Oh.
Now, you know, I found a site called ToonDoo.com. I'd done these other funny cartoons, right? And now the link's busted now. I guess they went out of business or something. I don't know. So I can't go to those where I had you, you know, like taking a dump or something while we were talking on the phone.
Right.
And so those are gone. I can't reach them anymore. And so therefore I just went to another place and I set up some more. So we'll see.
Well,
we'll see how long these last. So everything just comes up and goes out of business and comes up. So
cool. Yeah, you've been doing a lot. That's good.
Yeah, well, it's me, you know, Mr. Do.
Mr. Do.
That's what they call me.
Yep. Doing the do.
Doing the do. And speaking of that.
Yes.
Speaking of doing the do.
Yes.
That was a little shaggy there. Scooby-Doo, where are you? So, this week I had to, I attended the National Science Teachers Association conference.
You did.
Now, I'm not either a teacher, science teacher, or national, so therefore it was a little odd, but I had gotten an opportunity to go there, and so I thought, well, what the hell, right? So I was it was for work. So yeah. I had to work. But I was there, and I would tell you, I saw some people, you know, where I never would have seen before had I not gone to this thing. It was amazing. The people that they probably pay to be there. It was crazy.
The ghost of Carl Sagan was there.
It's right. He kept walking around the hall going, billions and billions. There's billions of little shags on the shag carpeting. Shagger. So,
Stephen
Hawking
was there?
Yep. Any place where I could plug in, please? Where can I plug in?
Was he on a roll?
He was on a roll.
Yeah.
Yep.
So, go ahead.
So, anyway. But there was just all these vendors hawking shit to science teachers, which I never would have figured in my life would have been as large as it was. I mean, it wasn't, like, super huge, but... It was much larger than I would have ever envisioned. I figured it would be like about, you know, five guys with, you know, selling kits or something. I don't know. But it was just, there was like a couple hundred vendors or something, maybe 300 or 400 vendors. Yeah. All the big publishing companies were there, and it was out of hand. I couldn't believe it. There was like 10,000 people.
Uh-huh.
It was just crazy, man. So I was there, and I'm like, you know, taking a break, and so I wanted to tool around and see what's what, you know.
Right.
And you wouldn't believe this. There's this guy. His name was Steve Spangler. It's Steve Spangler Science. And he looks kind of like he was like, you know, Simply Red or something maybe in the 80s, and now he's like got it all cleaned up.
And,
that's right. He looks like one of those 80s, you know, kind of geeky 80s crooners that made it big, you know.
Right.
And now he's got the Steve Spangler Science. And this whole industry is out of this Mentos and Diet Coke thing. He sells what's basically a plastic tube with a pen for $5 that screws on the top of a 2-liter so that you can then have a long string and pull the pen and then drop the Mentos in and they go shooting
up.
Are you
serious?
I'm serious. I watched this demonstration like 3 times as I was walking around. They had this clear, like PVC kind of thing that must have went up 25 feet.
Uh-huh.
And they hit the top of that mother every time they dropped these Mentos in there.
Really? But, was it a regular 2-liter?
Yeah, regular 2-liter, and they screwed on his little device, and they had the Mentos, and they were giving out Mentos. I think I didn't get any, but he had it all closed in so everybody wouldn't get drenched, right? So he put his little device in there and on the 2-liter, and they had 2-liters everywhere with Diet Coke. Pull the pen, it'd shoot up like a geyser, you know. And this is what the experiment could do. And you know what you could do? You can go and it gives you a way to, you know, this is a spiel here. It gives you a way to have a common ground for everybody if you've got one of these devices, because then everything's dropping at the same rate and everything's, you know, and then you can post your results on YouTube. He said that. I was like, what the? Now YouTube. And you know what? People were buying them, these crazy science teachers. I talked to more stupid teachers than I ever have in my life there. I want to tell you that right now. I'm like, you're buying this? It's a fucking tube of plastic with a string.
I got a budget at the school, so, you know.
All you need is a piece of duct tape and a piece of PVC. You drill a hole in it, and you got your own little thing.
Yeah, that's so late. You don't even need that. Just put that in by hand.
Yeah, or just drop them in. Exactly. Live a little, for Christ's sake.
I just at home. I just did it by hand, you know.
See, you did it. There you go.
I can do it. Anybody.
Exactly. The trained monkey can do it. So, but he wasn't. He was just kind of an interesting aside to this. I saw the Toyota trumpet playing robot, which I still haven't figured out why they made a trumpet playing robot, but that's beside the point, I think.
Okay.
It did walk around a little bit and so forth, and actually met the dude, one of the dudes, who like was a handler for the trumpet playing robot. he was an interesting guy. He seemed a little bit psychotic, perhaps. I don't know. He had a little bit weird air about him. He didn't blink a lot, and that always worries me. So then, but the weird thing was, I saw a poster. Sally Ride, the astronaut, was there.
Oh, wow.
She has a thing called SallyRide.com, and she was signing a book and whatnot. I didn't buy the book, so therefore I didn't meet her. But
did you have her sign some space diapers?
Exactly. That was the joke then. I told the guys I was with, I go, and then the other person I saw, one side of the hall had Sally Ride.
Right.
And there was all kinds of people, and it was publicized. And then I happened to walk on the other side of the hall. I was within arm's distance.
Bill Nye the Science Guy?
Well, yes, I saw him as well, but wait, this is even better.
Okay.
Even better. Buzz Aldrin.
Oh, Buzz Aldrin, get out of here.
He was doing a signing as well. He didn't have as many people as Sally Ride did, but she got some publicity. So
Buzz Aldrin, come on, Buzz Aldrin.
Man. I think he might have been a last-minute entry, but my joke was, I go, hey, you won't believe it. I saw Buzz Aldrin over here on this side of the hall, and I saw Sally Ride over there. And then somebody was like, well, where's the, you know, the crazy lady that drove, you know, to Houston, Houston to whatever. And I go, well, she's over there at the Penn's booth on the other side. With the psychotic astronauts. But then, yes, Bill Nye, basically, I saw him twice.
Really?
He was there, too, promoting some crap. Yeah, it was crazy. Oh. I did not get to meet any of those. But who I did meet was Curious George. So
you met Curious George.
I shook Curious George's hand, yes.
Yes.
Yeah. So uh-huh. I was a hero in my household because of it.
Was,
so. The man in the yellow hat?
Huh? Yeah.
No, well, no man in the yellow hat.
A real monkey, or was this a...
No, it was a character dressed up.
I gotcha.
But he walked right by the where I was at, and so I said, "Hey, George," and I shook his
hand.
Was
it a midget in a costume, or was it more?
My guess, I could not see in the costume. It was probably some young lady in a costume. So
yeah, okay.
So a rather small person, but not a midget. So
okay, I'm just curious.
But it was just crazy, you know. It was just like
Carnival of craziness.
Craziness. So yeah, but I'd never been to something like that.
So where was this at now? St. Louis?
Yeah, it was downtown St. Louis at the
downtown St. Louis. Did you get an autograph with Bill with Buzz Aldrin or?
No, well, see, I didn't buy any books or anything. I was super cheap, you know what I mean? So.
Yeah, but couldn't you have him like sign a thing? And...
Hey, Buzz, please sign my tit. No, I didn't.
Come on, man. That'd be great. Every
See,
show,
had you been there, you are the guy who could do that. I am not. I just.
Oh, come on, man.
Part of my story is the fact that I am not you. And
come
so,
on.
Therefore, all this was at a nice, safe distance. But here's the weirdest part. And it, unfortunately, it doesn't have to do with any famous people.
Yeah.
I was there. I was sitting in this chair.
Mm-hmm.
And I was talking to a colleague of mine.
Right.
And I was sitting by one of those fake walls. So, like, you know, around, you come around the wall, people walking around, you know.
Right.
And I was sitting right there, like, half in and half behind and half not behind the fake wall.
Yeah.
And this rather portly fellow, who possibly looked kind of like Tommy Lasorda or something like that.
Hey, I like pasta.
Hey, do you like pasta? No, He comes up from behind me, touches me on the shoulder.
Oh no.
Yes, touches me.
Someone you don't know now.
I have no idea who this guy is.
You're getting a bad touch from a stranger. Okay, go
touches
ahead.
Me on the shoulder, and he says something to the effect of, I thought he said, hey, curly. Because I have very curly hair.
Right.
Of course, my colleague says, did he just say, hey, girly?
Why don't you have Buzz Aldrin sign your tits?
That's right. Why don't you have Buzz Aldrin?
You got a great set of tits there, lady.
So now and he's laughing, of course. He goes, do you know that guy? I go, I have no fucking idea who that is.
Hey, you girls want some pasta?
Exactly. Well, there you go. There you go. So my colleague has longer hair as well,
right.
But he's got facial hair, so I don't. But, you know, and I'm losing my hair, but he's not. So, but it's not in the back. I got a full head of hair in the back for you know, horrible reasons. The hair in the front of my head's falling out. But he latches onto this girly thing, you know, and then that's the end of it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. You
and so
know.
I'm like. And now I've explained. See, he knows me. You know, we worked together for a long time, and he realizes that I don't. Number one, like to get touched.
Oh, that's your big yeah.
Especially by strangers.
You have a weird thing about that, yeah.
And number two, people mistake me for a lot of other people.
Mm-hmm.
That's the joke, that I'm famous because people always walk up to me and start talking to me as if they know me, and in reality, I have no idea who they are. And they don't really know me at all either. So this guy, he just keeps walking though. This Tommy Lasorda swagger going on down the way there. And I'm like, he's going, you don't know that guy? I go, no. And I go, you see why I don't ever want to come out in public, really? And that sets me apart from you, who probably would have Buzz Aldrin and Sally Ride and Bill Nye's autographs.
I know, I would.
If you were there, you would have gotten them.
I would have gotten them, yes.
But where I have these weird things happen like that where I just want to go and lock myself in a room because I've been, to me that was being assaulted, really, you know.
So you wouldn't go up to Buzz Aldrin, but you would go up to Playboy Playmates at the...
I want to tell you, you don't know how hard that was for me to do.
The whole Geek Fest thing you went to like a month ago.
Right,
like,
yeah.
Whatever.
You don't. You have to realize that
was hard to do, to approach three beautiful women and say, "Hey, listen."
I want to tell you that the hardest thing for me to do was put together that tape and talk to each one of those people.
Yeah, are you serious?
I am serious.
Really?
I almost every one of them. I had a moment where I wasn't going to do it, and then I thought to myself, this is the only time I will be here and the only time I will see these people.
Right.
Now, I realize it's the same thing with Buzz Aldrin and them, but there wasn't any kind of mission in that. My mission was to get that those things for that little tape that I made. So I didn't have that kind of mission this time. So plus, this was I was actually working, whereas when I went to the CES thing, that was kind of half-assed working, you know what I mean?
Okay, all right.
I really had actually stuff to do at this conference, where before I really was just kind of wandering around. So, so that also was a little bit of the difference.
Okay.
Although my colleagues were like really hounding me to go over and meet Bill Nye, but it was like right at the end of his time or whatever. I just actually saw him leaving. So.
Come on, that's you fall into the bathroom. Like, bye.
Well, I wrote in I've been doing that little tumble log thing, and I wrote in there that guy is super skinny, man. He is like fucking bean, you know what I mean?
Did he have a stealth ass?
Well, I had a lab coat on, but it was like a lab coat on a hanger. It was like no body, you know what I mean? He's like this giant. They had a bobblehead of him, and that was a pretty good representation, if you ask me.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
He's like this head that was floating on top of this lab coat. He was so freaking skinny. So it was just, but it was an interesting deal. But yeah, the dude touching me, you know, Tommy Lasorda's brother, gay brother, or whatever he was.
Hey,
I don't know.
Hey, cute girl. Hey. Yeah.
And I'm like, you know, I shouldn't be. It bothers me, but it's not like I'm shocked by it because it's happened, you know, more than once. When I was younger, I literally would turn around and have guys looking at my ass thinking I was a girl. Because I have really nice hair, you know. Yeah. And I used to work at a video store, and I was really quite thin at the time. When I was thin, and I would stand there putting videos up with my back to everybody. And I'd turn around, and these dudes would be, like, staring at me. I'm like, and then they'd be all upset, you know what I mean? They'd head right for the porno room to reassert their manhood.
Oh, my God.
And at that time, I had, like, you know, like 80s metal band hair kind of going on. You know? Yeah. Hair metal band or whatever. It happened. I don't know if I told you the story about my friend trying to hit on me.
What?
Since we're running out of time, I took too much time. So when I was younger and I had, like, all this hair.
Right.
I was riding with, actually it was my wife, but when we were first dating, she was driving me. We were going somewhere, and a friend of mine was behind us. And I realized that I saw him in the rearview mirror, and I said, oh, that's my buddy. And we were heading past his house. Yeah. And so I pulled into his, I said, pull in here, we'll talk to him, right?
Yeah.
So we pull in, and he comes out, hops out of his truck with this huge smile on his face. And then he realizes it's me and my girlfriend. And he goes, God damn it. I thought I was following two hot chicks and they just pulled in my driveway. And he admitted it to me. And then, of course, I felt kind of weird, but, you know.
That was your friendship.
No, I still was friends with him.
That was the end of our friendship.
He was a very horny young man.
Oh, Bobby. What the hell?
What the hell? Well, there were some days I was pretty sure that would be the case with him, but that's all right.
It's only gay the first time. Come here.
That's right. He was quite the desperate at times kind of person, I think. So.
Oh, who cares?
Yeah. As long as you let me be the guy, I'm all right with it.
Let me be the guy. I'm pitching. I'm the pitcher.
So anyway, that's been my teacher experience, and
sweet.
It was interesting and scary, and I never did see that guy again. I hope that I scared him as much as he scared me whenever he walked past. He's like, oh shit, that's no woman. That's some semi balding fat guy there or something.
Hey, girly.
Hey, that's what he said, I guess. I don't know. I'm like, oh, my gosh. But anyway, nonetheless, it made everybody else's day, so.
There you go.
So I guess I could spread a little joy to some other people. Being mistaken for a woman yet again. Oh, well.